Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Soil garments.
Oh, wrinkles. hello, everybody.
Ooh, welcome back.
Oh, my hot God.
Oh, wow. Oh, ooh. My goodness. Oh,
so hot.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to put some agave nectar.
You need
in there,
a cup
though.
Sleeve.
I do. I need two.
Yeah, that
double the cup.
That goss is going to eat right through that cup. It's so hot.
Just double the cup.
Double it. Double cup.
Welcome back for yet another steaming,
piping,
scalding, serving of hot goss. I want your goss.
Put all your goss in me.
It's our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a
deep dive
into the DMs. Let's get into some
hot goss. Bitch. The goss has been very hot on the interwebs about how hot your art pop show was. Justice for Art Pop.
Yeah.
Gaga can't remember, but I sure can.
It was so much fun. I want to thank everyone who was a part of the show and everyone who came out. It was really fucking awesome. And we added a couple bits because, you know, when you do it again, you like to just add a couple things. So we added the tweet of her saying, I don't remember Art Pop. And as we said it, the lights flickered in the studio.
How did that blonde hair work?
The one that we were going to use for the RuPaul illusion.
Yeah.
We ended up not using it because Britta had this fucking perfect. It was, I kept like seeing her out of the corner of my eye and I was like, ah, because it was very accurately RuPaul.
Oh, work. I'm glad.
It was a really excellent illusion by Britta Filter, dressed as the RuPaul from the Muppets Christmas special or whatever it was.
Yeah, and was Gaga a viola or a violin? It was kind of like a sexy Cogsworth or like the dresser from Beauty and the Beast.
It was kind of that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Another thing I love is Paris is Burning is being released with an hour's worth of new footage.
Oh, girl. We need some new catchphrases.
I mean, a lady can never be too sure at night. Junior LaBeija, I say every day pretty much about the handbag quote, you know?
Girl.
Always before I leave and grab a bag. But it was filmed over 7 years, apparently. I had no idea that it took that long. Jenny Livingston, 7 years?
I guess that makes sense because they sort of end it with, like, this is where kind of everyone is now and this is where sort of voguing has gone and evolved. That comes out February 25th of 2020. Girl, I will be getting that for sure.
Definitely. All the fashion. Bitch.
Going to the model call in the mall.
The Roy Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
How much you pay for that sandwich? Well,
you put the cheese on the meat.
If you haven't seen Paris is Burning and you listen to this podcast, do yourself a favor. It's an awesome piece of documentary film about a really important, you know, basically all the good stuff comes from black or Latina trans queens in our community.
Yes.
All the good stuff that we say and appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from people way cooler than us.
For sure. Yeah. All of the sort of like catchphrases and things that drag queens say comes out of like ball culture. Uh-huh. So,
oh, you want to talk about reading? That's
right.
From there.
Reading is fundamental. Wait, no, that's from, I don't know. But reading.
Yeah.
Reading itself, Reading, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Reading Railroad.
The Reading Railroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I own all the railroads around here.
You are the road they rail.
They wrote it and they railed it. And now my asshole is...
I just saw soiled garbage.
So,
I was wondering if I could get a few dollars back on the booking fee because I hate to report this, but it seems their garments were soiled and wrinkled.
The gowns were wrinkled and the garments were soiled. So there were two Drag Race girls that once upon a time went to Houston, and the promoter tried to get money back from their agent because he complained that their garments and their gowns were soiled and wrinkled.
This must have been before Sharon Needles' rise to fame.
Right.
Well, somebody... Where soiled and wrinkled became in vogue.
Right. Someone did say once that, like... Iron's no class level. So like wrinkles are, it's not about being like poor or rich and what you're wearing. Yeah. It's just about like presenting yourself better.
Yeah.
I think. Which, I mean, you wear garbage bags, so you don't know.
Well.
You can't iron them.
No, I wouldn't try that.
And steam, that would be Hindenburg.
Right. But it is, it's one of those things that you start to like see and notice as you... Mm-hmm. I remember when I first started drag, I didn't notice if anyone was wearing nails. I didn't notice like things like lace fronts. I didn't, you know, I didn't notice things like fucking wrinkles on a garment. Mm-hmm. And then like as you learn more about the art and like appreciate it more, you start to see like, oh, these like details. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Soiled and wrinkled. Oh my gosh, there's some piping scaldration. The AJ and the Queen first trailer just dropped. 34 seconds of RuPaul just giving it to us.
And I heard my friend Latrice say, please give it up for the legendary Miss Ruby Red.
That was her voice.
That was Latrice, yeah.
Oh,
Latrice
nice.
Plays like, I think, well, you'll see what Latrice plays, but it's okay, going to be an amazing opportunity for her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to watch this damn show.
New just RuPaul music.
Fucking just RuPaul and some little sassy kid just fucking on a road trip I read about. That's what it's about.
And right. The red hair.
And I read that she does a number every single episode.
You know why it's you know why it's a road trip movie, right? Or show? Because when the call went out that Ru wanted to do a show, mm-hmm. she wanted to do something where she could sit. Which makes sense. When I'm in my 60s, I'm going to do a sit and show too. All the writers that were like tasked with coming up with stuff who were at the same agency as Rue, a couple of them I know, and they said we were told it's a seated show.
Wait, AJ and the Queen is a seated show?
Well, no, she drives a lot in it. It's a driving show, so she's not like standing. And
lit.
Yeah. So work smarter, not harder.
That makes
Set it
sense.
From the top, so she's not complaining at all. She's like, I want to be seated. Right, right around that, bitch.
I love that.
Me too. Good for her.
We are perched upon, I believe they're Swarovski. Maybe Preciosa's mixed in there.
The thrones stools. That we're seated upon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep salutes for the hair in AJ and the Queen. These red wigs. Ugh.
All I saw is red hair and a silver dress.
Well, it was Mackie. I think we get to see some of the Mackie again.
Breaking up the Mackie.
Breaking up the Mackie for that breakup. Bye bye.
Oh, our outline says
people
that our
have been
video...
memeing us.
Well, honey, I thank Davina for coming up with this iconic choreography. It's very easy to learn. I played this on the dance floor after the show in New York, the Art Pop show, and everyone lost their minds. Mostly I lost my mind. And a bunch of us were doing the choreo.
Nice.
Yeah.
We saw some other online receipts. Apparently, do you remember that show in Ireland where like the ceiling was dripping and like we were all so wet and hot? And like,
I thought that was West 5 in London.
That's happened there too. But this was the, I think, the Christmas AAA show.
The
You were in like reindeer ears, and I eventually stole them from somebody. And I think Courtney wore her like bird jacket where it's got all the ribbons.
Vaguely. Okay.
So like that gig, I remember like the front row was just like encroached and there were barriers and I felt like crushed children. And Blue was in that show.
Right. And the picture surfaced of her just losing her mind in the front row.
And then I saw that she had a meet and greet ticket. So I knew that she met us too.
Yeah.
And we take damn good pictures. We looked hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless Blue Hydrangea. She must have been 4 years old. It was like AJ and the Queen, just like us and a smart talking.
And then we
child.
Were seated too because we had stools at the meet and greet.
Exactly. I do demand a stool.
They really come with these receipts though, because like that then winner.
Oh, year. And then they put it side by side of. There's a photo of Sharon and me at a Chad Michaels show, and I'm wearing a long Cher wig because. We love
I thought that was your old hair.
Same.
Oh, girl, my hair has never been that long.
You know what is long? Our trip to the UK. We're doing 4 whole shows over there.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun.
And you're in Glasgow right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, as this is coming to air, we are currently in Glasgow.
I'm enjoying the Pret and the seaside air.
So much Pret.
Ooh, maybe we can find Hodor. He's from here, I think. No, he might be from a city in Ireland that starts with a B. What's that city in Ireland that starts with a B? Oh, well, never mind. Probably called Limerick or something. Okay. Wait, where's he from? It's not Dublin. It's the other big Irish one where they shot Game of Thrones. Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where Hodor's from.
Okay.
He's a gay DJ too.
Oh, I love that.
Me too. Hodor. Do you have any songs that you have been jamming to this week that you want to spotlight in our Rainbow Spotlight of the Week?
Oh my gosh. On the spot.
On the Rainbow Spotlight. Yeah.
Well, it has to be Rainbow.
Well, no, it could be like not gay or gay.
Hold on. Let me see.
Because you just mentioned you DJed the after party?
I did, yeah. A little bit.
What do you like to play?
Chris, our amazing sound guy, he showed me just... You search on here, and then you drag it in here, and it automatically just mixes them in a loop. Like, just one into the other.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and I was like, oh, this is great, because all we do is play Lady Gaga music at the after dance party. Mm-hmm. It's all we do. So it's basically just DJing Lady Gaga music. I also saw Kim Petras.
She came to your show?
No. We saw her concert in Brooklyn.
Cool.
She did 2 nights in Brooklyn. It was in this really fierce, huge space. So maybe she could be a Rainbow Spotlight.
Yeah.
Because she's like the real deal. Did you go to her show when she was out here?
I saw her at the GLAAD Awards in San Fran a year ago. And I was like the front table with like August and Nats and Gigi. And like she sounded auto-tuned live and she wasn't. And just every note. I really want X-Men to reboot their series and have her as Dazzler.
Yeah.
Because she'd be sickening.
The styling was excellent.
Yeah, the styling is sickening.
Ryan Walker Page.
He's her movement coach, right?
Yeah, he just did the whole tour for her. She's not doing dancers. She's just doing like her own little
movement.
Yeah, it was just her and her DJ and very simple like lighting systems.
Alex Keith Chapman is the DJ. He came to the Coverboy party. He's really cute.
Really, really cool. It was. You don't need frills when you sound like her. Her voice is really the real deal, and she's amazing. So why don't we do as a song? What's our good song? I really like Icy by Kim Petras.
Yeah. Oh, is that off the Halloween album?
It's not from the Halloween album. It's from Clarity.
Okay.
Which there's a huge Halloween like section in the show. It's basically like you're in a Satanist church at a certain point in the show. It's really amazing. If you get a chance to go out and see Kim Petras, she's outstanding, and I think she's fucking awesome.
The so real deal.
Get into her.
Hey, we're gonna take a break.
Okay.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Let's get political, political. I want to get political.
What the fuck? We need a pitch pipe in here.
A tuning fork.
You have all these other types of pipes.
We get some pipe later.
I
would like to give a deep salute. A deep and tall salute and broad shouldered to Missy Piles. Pissy Miles. Shit. I tried.
That's so funny.
Well, Missy Pyle messaged me the day that Pissy went there, and she's like, we have to catch up. We have to get a drink, because Missy wore my shoes for something.
Word.
For a gig. So I know her, but she's like, we need to catch up. But Pissy Miles is in the fucking news because she was killing it at the impeachment inquiry in drag. Little shoulder cutout dress.
Yeah.
Red little shift. Real cute.
Such a statement. Yeah. To just be out there in full regalia, full drag. I absolutely as well. Love you, Pissy Miles.
She was serving as a correspondent for HAPS, which is an open source online streaming news network. Basically what we do.
We're open source.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Online streaming news.
On November 13th, she went to the first public impeachment hearing.
Hey, that's a jolly occasion.
Yeah, I'd celebrate
it.
Get
into full regalia. I want to know, where is the craziest or most out of place that you've been in full drag? Because I bet you have a lot.
I put my lips and my ass on the Liberty Bell once, and then I was asked to leave when I was 17.
Okay.
I was in red, white, and blue drag, hooker boots, the ones from Sex and the City that I stole.
Nice.
And, I was on Sex and the City. Sorry. And then I'm obviously joking when I say all this stuff. I've started listening to the podcast. I'm now a deep friend of the pod. And I listen back and I hear myself and I cringe. So if you ever think I'm being a terrible blowhard of a person, I am. But I'm also joking a lot of the times. But I love Boston Public. Never mind. I like
Calexis.
That. Calexis. I like that Pissy is using the opportunity to get tipped digitally and to, she's Jackie beating about with.
Girl, do it.
And she's donating her money to DACA recipients, which is great.
Exactly. She's out there making big changes, and we support visibility and we support the good work. So we love you, Pissy Miles. Keep up the good work, diva.
And make a tape because, bitch, this is press that you can't buy again.
Yeah, girl.
I want to see you on season 12.
Okay.
Or season 13, sorry.
Yeah.
What's the most out of location or place that you've ever done your drag?
Jeez, I'm trying to like, I don't, I just feel like I've done drag everywhere and it's, I don't even.
Airport, was that extreme for you?
It was. The night we sent Sharon to Drag Race, I went to the Pittsburgh airport in full drag because we had a show the night before. And just pranced about a little bit.
I saw you really trying to think hard about that, but your forehead wasn't moving at first. You were like thinking before, you're like, and then I was like, she's trying to think.
Suggesting that I have had injectable neurotoxins?
I would never suggest.
What do they call it? Botulotoxins? Or is it
botulism, right?
Is it neurotoxins?
Neurotoxins, yeah. But I call that pre-cum.
I've never tried fillers. I know some of the girls are into them. I've never tried it.
Other than when you wore one in the casting special.
Filler queen.
Filler queen.
Honey, she's a bar queen.
She's a filler queen.
Bar queen. Filler queen.
Oh my gosh.
That's what Willem screamed on Drag Race. Bar queen! Bar queen!
Well, she told me not to talk to her anymore, so I had to figure out how to address
Bar
her.
Bar queen! It was like from the next room.
I was literally outside the door.
Fuck, I hope we cover that someday on Classique.
Classique.
There it was. That was better than the recording.
We've had some late-breaking news about Chick-fil-A. Apparently, CNN is reporting that Chick-fil-A will stop donating charities to anti-LGBTQ views. Chick-fil-A is a major... Chick-fil-A is making major changes to its charitable foundation, ending donations to two organizations that have been criticized for being anti-LGBTQ. The fast food chain announced Monday that beginning next year will only donate to a certain group of charities. The list no longer includes the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which I will more than happy to support. Both organizations have been controversial stands on homosexuality and same-sex marriage.
In 2018 alone, the Chick-fil-A Foundation donated $1.65 million to the FCA and $115,000 to the Salvation Army, they revealed on Monday. So now they're trying to backtrack.
Oh, so you want to backtrack?
Now they're trying to be cute. So they're saying, okay, they will work exclusively with organizations that focus on education, homelessness, and hunger. Those are Junior Achievement USA, Covenant House International, and donating $25,000 to local food banks.
$25,000 out of $1.65 million last year. That's so nice. How giving, Chick-fil-A. How many chickens had to die? Wow. Now, organization will be excluded from future consideration, faith-based or non-faith-based, says Tim Tassopoulos, who's the president and COO of Chick-fil-A. But that leaves open the opportunity that it could donate to foundations in the future that might hold anti-LGBTQ laws.
It's a corporate backtrack. Like, it's
They're picking the specificest language.
And it's too. It's also too little too late. So don't chow down at Chick-fil-A.
Don't do it.
Do not listen to that video by that deeply Christian girl group DWV.
Those harlots of hellfire DWV.
They're like Amy Grant. They started out as Christian and then they went secular.
Katy Perry too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't trust them.
Don't trust them. We're gonna take a break.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. Is that your arm?
No. I think it's time to go
spelunking.
Deep inside the DMs.
The first entry is from MJ. Dear Alaska Willem and the Big Drip, big fan of the pod. Thank you everything you do to entertain us each week. As a member of Canada's First Nations communities, Cree, I wanted to chime in on the Thanksgiving issue. I first wanted to say that, of course, I can't speak on behalf of everybody, but as long as respect is being conveyed, I don't find the term Indigenous at all offensive, especially when you consider other intentionally hurtful words. Cool. When you two got confused about the origins of Thanksgiving, I heard so much white guilt I knew I had to write in. Simply, Thanksgiving is a celebratory meal of the last harvest. The pilgrim story is thanks to Christopher Columbus' tale that you both know is fake. I get really bothered when people think about a salty attitude when having Thanksgiving is somehow a form of support for real Indigenous issues. Maybe instead of retelling the same fake origin story Thanksgiving every year, we instead grow more courageous in acknowledging the people who were displaced for our more comfortable lives. Get curious about who lived on your land first, attend a public powwow, and support an elder however you can. Eat stuffing and get stuffed. Love, MJ.
Thank you, MJ. That's very nice.
Yeah.
And very informative, and I totally agree with that. I think that we can, our traditions regarding Thanksgiving as a meal and a harvest celebration, I think we can evolve our traditions surrounding that to be more woke and more right. And as far as white guilt, I mean, that we're considering changing the name of the podcast to White Guilt.
Hot White Guilt.
Just kidding. Okay, this message is from Manly. Work. Okay. First of all, thank you for
getting paid per word
for bringing quality. Right. This is a hefty outline today. Usually Hot Goss is like 3 pages or something. We have been handed a tome.
Folio.
It is a tome.
A tome.
Yes. Okay. Single spaced. both sides. No, just one side. Okay. Thank you for bringing quality award-winning content to the children, not just once, but twice weekly, and with a level of dedication rarely before experienced by said offspring. A truly deep, deep salute to the three of you, and gratitudes abounding. Okay, lovely. I love this. Okay. My name is Manly B, mother of House of Flowers, Paris, hailing from Brazil, and deep, deep friend of the pod. Oi, miga. I'm in love with all three of you. I'm very happy to say I'm making the trip from Paris with my BFF Oizan to see Race Chaser live in London on November 25th. We were too late for the meet and greet. No tickets left to worship up dolls. So, with the interminable intro concluded, here is my question. The following is for all the members of the panel. Given the climate of sexual availability, choice, and the desire to not limit oneself in today's gay male world, what are your positions on non-monogamous, pluriamorous, open and other such relationship choices, and how do you yourselves navigate these wet and choppy waters?
Doggy and missionary.
Oh, well. I include an explicit pic of my dick with its adorned uterus. If you find it serviceable, I'd be happy to service you, Willem. Thanks, dolls. Can't wait to see you in London. Safe travels, Manly B. So Manly has a uterus tattoo right above their dick.
Yeah.
Fierce.
I don't understand how his dick would qualify him to service me. Service my asshole. I thought he meant service my... you know, if I come to Brazil and you're around, I will.
He's coming to the London show, Diva.
Oh, I have trade in London already.
Oh, you're like booked.
We're not
solid.
Taking any more applicants.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The guy that placed second in Porn Idol 2 times ago when I was there.
You keep trying to make it work with this guy.
He's great.
Oh, so it does work out?
Oh, yeah. It's worked twice.
He's a repeat customer.
The last time it didn't, and I was mad. But, like... He's had really good marks so far.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, getting back to Manly's question, Jamaican. What do you think about open relationships, polyamorous relationships, pluriamorous?
I've been in a relationship like that once, and it was great until it wasn't. Like most relationships, you know, they all have their own rules. And I mean, I don't want to say I'm an open book, but I'm also not an open hole.
You're an open blouse.
It's off the shoulder at this point. Little scoochy top.
Off the shoulder and out of pocket.
What about you? Are you for a polyamorous relationship?
Well, I think that it's good that these things are evolving. because I think holding on to something just because it's traditional.
Like two dicks.
Doing the thing with the two dicks and you're bouncing on another.
Ooh, bitch, I love playing bounce house. That's my favorite game.
That's how your abs are so tight.
Thank
from
you
doing
so much.
That move. It's like the fucking Suzanne Summers thigh master. I think it's useless to hang on to traditions. So to say that I'm gonna be in a one person with one person relationship just because that's how my parents did it and that's how society kind of tells us it should look, mm-hmm. I think that's useless. However, I mean, if that works for you, then like I think that's great too. So like I don't know. It comes down to what works for you specifically, and what if you're being communicative with your partner or partners and you're happy and it works for you, then like do that. But I also want to say that monogamy should not be something that we could totally reject, because I enjoy the flowers of monogamy and
yeah.
I enjoy it.
I like not wearing rubbers.
Honestly,
it's a benefit of monogamy.
T. Yes. And so I know that for young people out there, it looks like, I mean, oh, I can get on an app and, you know, I can have a different sexual
Pokemon
partner
that
every day.
Pussy, yeah.
You can, but you should also know that not having sex is an option, monogamy is an option, or, you know, monogamish is an option, or open relationship, whatever works for you. And just be honest about what works for you. What do you think, Big Dipper? It was addressed to you as well.
All of it. All of the above. I'm the D option.
All of the above.
Yeah. Whatever okay. works.
Exactly.
As long
what
as you talk about it,
works.
Exactly what you said.
Exactly. Here's a message. Do you want to read it?
From Perpetua.
Of
she
course.
Says, hello, Dipalaskum. Got any tips for traveling with styled wigs? How do you keep them looking fresh and right at all the different continents you traverse? Love, Perpetch. I never check my wig. I have it in a soft carry-on bag with me. Yeah, that's what I do. Or you put it in a hard case and softly lay it in there in the suitcase and then pack other stuff around there. But it needs to be like a hard case, like a plastic shoebox or something.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, if you're going to do the... put it in the checked suitcase, it behooves you to put it in a hard thing. And Jackie Beat does this thing where she puts it on the head.
Yep.
And then sticks a bunch. She stole this from Ginger Minge, this method. She sticks a bunch of
dowels,
like
shish pointy.
Kebab yep. sticks in it, like a whole bunch, like sort of shooting out of the. I'm trying to describe it, like with I'm
like
doing the with my fingers, but.
Skull Wrecker? What's the.
Pinhead.
Like
Pinhead.
Hellraiser, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it keeps it on the head and it sort of creates like a shelter around it for pressure. So she's traveled with wigs, styled wigs a lot, and they don't get fucked up.
Yeah.
But taking them in a carry-on, it has been life-changing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I stole that method from you.
Yep.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This next message is from No Name in Israel.
There better be a dick.
Hi, Lasky, Willem, and Dipper Teacher DeCampo. Love the divas. Love songs by Big Dipper. I wanted to ask both divas, you are very respected and loved among Rue girls. Do you think any of your fellow divas will call you out if you released a really bad song/video?
Who do you think will call you out? Do you think you'll call out a fellow queen? Love from Israel.
Well, honey, I've been putting out bad songs and videos for years, and no one said a word. What is that?
You know what? Plenty. They know when the video's bad.
I don't
need to say it.
I don't see the need to call anybody out because I know the immense amount of work that goes into producing a song, to writing a song, to recording a song, to getting a fucking music video together. So you and it's very easy to sit on the sidelines and talk shit
and
say that's shitty. She looks like shit. This is terrible.
Who did that lighting?
Song.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do that, but it's better to have a music video with shitty lighting than to have no music video at all. That's what I think.
Sure. Leah wants to know, hey, ladies, here is every bag of comparison I could make and find. Hope you enjoy. Let me know which you think is the most accurate.
These are amazing.
Baga and Kathy Najimy from Hocus Pocus. Baga and Ginger.
Baga and the Sun. It's like, I think it's an Instagram filter.
Where you just become just eyes and mouth. And yeah. Eyes. Looking like a sun-kissed lemon.
Now, the one that really works the most for me is this moon. It's like a moon face.
Very much.
It literally is her.
It's that moon face that's on like those plates, those really expensive plates with the dots. You know which ones?
You put them on the
wall, not on the table.
Oh, like a commemorative plate.
Wow.
This is so funny. We have to fully post all these bag of comparisons.
The
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Where?
Y'all are too much. And we have to do literally every single one of these on the Insta.
Yeah, go to Race Chaser Pod to see what we're talking about and giggling about.
Thank you for those comparisons. That's so funny.
And thank you for this correspondence from Helen Francis, who says, yes, your accents are either offensive or bad, you asked.
Moving on from Char. Heller, Alaska, Willem, Dipper, Teacher. That wasn't me doing an accent. They wrote the word Heller, just to clarify.
H-E-L-L-U-R. Heller.
Just to clarify. Okay, and all other fags in the room. Again, that's written on the note. I cannot be responsible.
Kane is
my
here,
southern
so.
Accent is
Kane,
really
this
offensive.
Bitch says hi. Nothing.
Okay. I am an ardent listener of the. But this is from Char.
Ardent.
Okay.
I need to look
I'm
up
an
that word.
Ardent listener.
Eve Ardent.
Good night, Mr. Ardent. Okay. I'm an ardent listener of the pod, and after Willem had stated multiple times that she's looking for a drag daughter to name Char, I had to reach out. My full name is Sister Char Cootery Bourne.
Oh,
and
she found me.
And I am a member of the Cincinnati Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I am happy to hold the namesake and thank you for dearly for making Smart Drag Queen something to aspire to. Love you lots and keep that cunty content rolling. Also, here's the drick from Charcuterie.
Yes, Char, this is a deep salute. I'm so happy to find you, baby.
Willem, behind this door, we have located your daughter,
Charcuterie. I thought I would never see you again after I left you at that deli.
We recognized her from her dick.
I told you to hold the number. I had to get a lighter. I'm sorry for this offensive accent.
Oh, my God.
Most people that abandon their kids are Southern.
Oh, my God.
Well, Florida.
You asked, I answered.
I just like that she didn't sign it. She just wrote, you asked. it's a really great evening.
It is a great dick, too.
Well,
let me tell you about
Helen
this dick.
Well, you know what, Helen Francis? All I see is a red wig and a paper dress. Paper dress. See, I get all flustered when I do bad accents.
All right, this one's the last
one. This is from Sandy. It says, Dear Dipper
Dipper Titter Titila.
Alaska.
Titter Titila.
And Willem. Deep fried friend of the pod. And very excited to see you Monday in London. Picture this.
So
it is 2020 and you're going to spend the next 10 years of your life on a desert island. You can only take one each of the following things. One book, one TV series, one music album, one meal, one drink, one childhood toy, and one drag queen from your season. What would you choose? Lots of love, Sandy. Oh, wow.
That's a lot, but okay.
Okay, one book.
Where there's a Willem, there's a way.
One TV series.
The Golden Girls and Cha.
One music album.
Pass.
One meal.
It's too many. One meal.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking meal. Thai food.
One drink.
A vineyard. Yeah.
One childhood toy.
This Catwoman figurine I had. Fuck, she was amazing.
One drag queen from your season.
Oh, Jinx.
Okay.
And for the album, I think I would take ABBA Gold, The Greatest Hits.
Ooh, okay, do
me. That's pretty. Okay. So, one book.
Where There's a Will and There's a Way. Ding.
One TV series. It's hard to choose just one.
Maybe
one that you were on. I mean, Boston Public, Sex and the City, Nip Tuck.
I would choose probably Pose.
Pose, love it. One music album.
Either Queen's Night at the Opera or Lauryn Hill, Miss Education of Lauryn Hill.
Love that. One meal.
Fucking lasagna.
Work. One drink.
Water.
Really fucking smart.
I drink a lot of water.
I chose wine. I'm going to be dead. fucking die on this island.
I'll keep you hydrated.
Once on this island. One childhood toy.
Ooh, my cousin.
Oh, my God. And one drag queen from your season.
Latrice.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yay. Good hypothetical questions. Usually I hate them, but it makes me think of my friends and happy things that I like. So
yeah,
I love
that's a
that.
Great one.
Oh, man. I should have said
Sandy.
I should have said vagina for music album. I'm sorry.
I'm offended. You asked.
If you were on my season, I would have taken you. guys, thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss this week.
So stunning.
You can send us your questions to or just Race Chaser Podcast. Oh, there's a lot of words in there. You can send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com, and good questions and explicit drinks get priority express shipping.
We have bonus
express
video
drippings.
Content. Right. The drippings can, and I lost my nails in the chicken
fries
pot.
Fries and chicken.
We have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Sign up to be a patron and support us. Just search using the hashtag racechaser, and you can watch all the videos of us a la carte.
And if you're in the UK and Ireland, tonight begins our live shows. Visit holytea.net or draggedup.net.
Yep. Come and join us.
Glasgow, November 22nd, tonight.
Yeah.
November 25th in London, almost sold out. November 26th in Manchester, and November 27th in Dublin.
Put some dubs on it. Mm. Follow us on Instagram @Willem@TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and we will be back next week with more
piping, steaming,
scalding, boiling.
Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This Goss is hot!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.